learning. The life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
The ball's up in the air, and the tip is won by Alma, but then they turn it right over. As McGee Harris comes up with a steal, he finds Hagen Robb going in for the layup. Good, and Matt Holmes strikes first.
A great start for the Bombers. Tip goes Alma's way. We get the immediate steal into a layup.
2-0, Bombers up as we are 17 seconds into this contest. Here is Smith with it. Book throws over the right side to Boggs. Down the corner to Schlegel. Up top to Smith. Over on the left side, pulling up for the three. Is Camden Curd, and just like that, Alma has their lead.
Yeah, if I remember right, when Alma came to Mountain Home, their big man, number 11, got us in all kinds of foul trouble. Towns Robinson, he got us in all kinds of foul trouble down low. Mountain Home's having to do a good job on him and not fouling.
So Dewey's going to try to answer with a three of his own. It won't go, and the rebound comes to the Airedales. Back comes Towns Robinson with it. He's throws it out. Now ball goes to Boggs. Up top to Smith, who will set up the offense. Matt Tolman, man-to-man. Smith's going to just pull up for the three at the top, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Robb.
I think Mount Home will be okay with that shot all night.
Bombers with the ball trailing 3-2, 6:42 left to play in the first quarter. Bickford into the front court, dribbles to the left side, gives up top to Dewey. To McLean in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. Good, and Mount Holmes back on top.
Yeah, Ryder did a good job there. He's been hot these last few games offensively, looking at the rim. Now he's starting to learn when to take good shots and great shots, and that's really helped him.
Bombers up 4-3, 6:24 left to play in the first. Boggs gives it up top to Smith. Back over to Boggs on the right side. He dribbles towards the lane, putting up the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Dewey.
A kind of fun fact, too. Ryder's dad said that if he ever got 25 points, he'd shave his beard.
Oh, really?
Clean baby-faced here tonight, so he lived up to his bet he made.
Well, McLean goes in for the layup. Good. He has four on the night. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mount Holmes up 6-3 right now. Smith throws it to Boggs on the left side and to Towns Robinson at the elbow. Over on the right side to Curd. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Schlegel. His layup was blocked, and Mount Holmes comes up with the ball.
Yeah, good job, Dewey, there. Just contesting the shot without fouling and getting the clean block and then securing the rebound after the block.
McLean will give it up top to Robb. Over on the right side to Harris. Harris will pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Smith. Back comes Alma with it. Smith with it on the right side. 5:25 left to play in the first quarter. Smith dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the left side, gives it near the corner to Boggs. He dribbles into the paint. He throws it to Towns Robinson on the low block. He puts up the fadeaway. Good.
Yeah, if he catches that ball that deep, we're going to be in trouble right there. We got to keep him off that block, make him post up about that second or third hash mark, and make him go to work from there.
Israel Towns Robinson with his first 2 points of the night. 6-5, mounts him up. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the first. McLean has it. He's going to pull up for another jumper. This one will not go, and the rebound's knocked around, and controlled by Robb.
Yeah, good rebound there by Hagen Robb off the shot from Ryder.
McLean's going to drill to the corner, goes back toward the wing, now finds Dewey on the low block. He puts up the turnaround hook shot. Good.
Yeah, good job, Dewey. Attacking Towns Robinson right into his chest, creating the space and coming up and finishing.
8-5, Mount Holmes up. 4:33 left in the first quarter. Smith in the front court throws over on the right side to Curd. Back to Smith. Over on the left side to Boggs. Back up to Smith. To Towns Robinson at the right elbow. He puts up the turnaround jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Harris. Back comes Mount Holmes. Harris with it on the right wing. He takes a screen from Dewey, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Bickford on the left side to McLean. Thought about the three. Now instead he's going to dribble toward the low block, pull up for the jumper, no good. Rebound's knocked around, and McLean is able to chase it down. Dewey will throw it out to Harris, now over on the right side to Bickford. Bickford takes a screen, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Dewey on the right. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, Dewey stepped right into that shot, drained it. When you see that spin on that ball from Dewey, it's usually going down, and it did right there.
Bombers up 11-5, 3:45 left to play in the opening period. Ball goes over to Boggs on the right side, up top to Smith, over to Curt on the left, back up to Smith, over to Boggs. He's going to try for the three-pointer to answer. Good. Easton Boggs with his first 3 points of the night. Back to a one-possession game, 11-8, Mountain Home up, 3:27 left in the first quarter. Bickford across the timeline. It's a full-court man for Alma. Bickford drills to the right side, gives it to Harris there on the wing. Back to Dewey. I was wondering if he was going to shoot it, but nope. He tries to throw it down to Rob. Ball's knocked away, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow. Checking in for the first time tonight for Alma, replacing Camden Curd and also Kamani Smith are Miles Kendrick, a 6-foot sophomore, and Branson Brogan, a 6'1 junior. And now Robert Dover, the junior from Mount Holmes, comes in for the first time tonight, replacing Hagen Robb. 3:11 left to play in the opening period. Mount Holmes will inbound it, leading 11-8. McLean will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets it near the top to Dewey. He'll throw it to Bickford, who will set up the offense. Bickford dribbling on the left side, drills to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good!
Yeah, we've watched him all year. When he gets in that left hand and pulls up, it's usually money for him. So it's that was just good Kai right there getting the ball in early.
Bickford with his first 2 points of the night. Mountain Home up 13-8. 2:51 left playing in the first quarter. Smith with it up top. Throws over on the left side to Kendrick. Now Boggs has on the right. He's going to try for another three-pointer for the – and he gets it.
Yeah, it was not a repeat of what happened last time. Same spot. He stepped into it and was – he's 2-for-2 from that spot.
Mountain Home up 13-11. About 2.5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Bickford across the timeline. Now they back off. They're looks like a 3-2 zone now for Alma. Harris with it up top. Gives it to Bickford. An alley-oop to McLean. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Smith.
Yeah, Ryder was calling for that. He saw it coming, called for it. Good pass. Just unable to catch and finish.
Back the other way. Kendrick tries for the three-pointer for the lead. No good. McLean gets the rebound. And, he couldn't quite control it. And actually, the rebound's going to come to Alma.
Wow, both coaches are going, how in the world is this not a foul?
Yeah.
That looked like a hit across the middle in a football game.
Less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes in the corner to Brogan. He'll throw it to Towns Robinson. He's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. Good, and we're tied up.
Yeah, Towns Robinson's putting his head down. He's a man down low. You know, you'd think Dover would be able to handle that next time. He puts that shoulder in Dover, just fall back and maybe draw that offensive foul.
13-all our score, 1:35 left in the opening period. Ball goes to McLean in the left corner, out to Bickford on the wing. Now to Harris near the top, back to Bickford, down to McLean in the corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer to get the lead back. No good, and they're going to call a foul on Alma on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Kendrick with that one.
Yep.
Yep, that is Miles Kendrick's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Airedales here in the first half. Matthew Schlegel coming back in for Alma, replacing Israel Towns Robinson. And McGee Harris checks out of the game as Blaine Tate, the sophomore, comes in for the first time tonight. McLean will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it near the top to Dewey. Now Bickford has it. He'll set the offense. Ball goes to Tate on the left side. Back up to the top to Bickford. He's going to try for the three for the lead. Good!
Yeah, Kai had his feet set right there, was calling for the ball. Blaine put it right in that shooting pocket. And when that's in there, Kai stepped right into that, able to drill that three.
Five on the night for Kai Bickford. Mountain Home up 16-13. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Smith. Smith was trying to pay attention to Coach Lincoln and wasn't expecting Tate to knock the ball away, but he gets it back. Now he's going into lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Blaine tried to catch him sleeping there and almost had a great play. And
Smith got fortune on that
one. Yeah, Smith did. He that ball should have been knocked away.
His first 2 points of the night, 16-15, Mountain Home up, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Tate will throw it out to McLean. McLean has it on the right side. He drills toward the top, gives it to Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble into the paint, and now he's going to be called for the travel.
That's not a walk. That's a jump stop. As long as he lands on both feet, that is not a walk.
Well, Braxton Carson comes in for Mountain Home, replacing Braden Dewey. Carson, a junior for Mountain Home. 24.7 left to play in the opening quarter. Coben Inskeep also coming in for the first time. Another junior for the Bombers as he'll replace Kai Bickford. 16-15, Mountain Home up. Alma with the ball. It will be Schlegel inbounding it to Smith, who will walk it into the front court. Mount Tom going with a half-court man. Smith dribbles to the low block. As the ball knocked away, gets it back. Down to 10 as the shot clock is off. Smith dribbling near the top, goes to the right side. Gives up top to Boggs. Back over to Smith. He's going into the lane for the layups. Blocked by Dover. They're going to call a foul on Mount Tom on the floor. They're going to say after the shot,
after
I believe.
After the shot.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Dover came down on him. That's two on Dover. No, it's only
no,
one.
No, it's
Dover.
Just one. Yep. One, and the only one team foul on Mount Tom so far. 1.1 left to play in the first quarter as Alma will have one more chance to get a shot. But now Alma's going to take a timeout. Oh, we'll break with 1.1 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Tom up on Alma 16-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie Shea Schneider at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk at 8 a.m. on March 3rd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee and pastries from Cove Coffee. Visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our special guests are the Baxter County Master Gardeners, Carl Wayne's Nursery, and S2S Recycling and Trash Service. They'll share how to keep our community beautiful. Hope to see you Friday morning, March 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
So Alma taking their first time out of the night with 1.1 seconds left in the first quarter, trying to get one last shot before the end of the period. Right now they trail Mountain Alma 16-15. Smith will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Throws it up to Towns Robinson. He puts up the jumper. No good. And we've reached the end of the first quarter.
Call a timeout. Hopefully that comes back to bite them. Call a timeout to throw it up to Towns Robinson for that. Lou, you know, I guess that didn't get a shot in and maybe take the lead at the end of the first quarter.
So our first 8 minutes are in the books, are at the score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Alma 16-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior